Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and today is Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. And your daily horoscope and tomorrow also suggest that with the moon in Pisces, you may have one foot in the past and one foot in the future. That's what we're doing right now. The moon in Pisces tends to withdraw, become reclusive, staying in the background and working behind the scenes. We tend to be like a photographic, maybe your photographic memory. You envision things, you picture things in your mind during the moon in Pisces. Energy and emotions are easily worn out today and exhausted by what is seen as a cruel and judgmental world. And as the planets Saturn and Neptune conjoin by Friday, the year of the fire horse has started. And also Saturn and Neptune are in the sign of Aries. And dynamic new cycles have gotten underway. Sure, you can stand by the sidelines and watch, but why would you? The sun enters Pisces at 10:52 a.m. Eastern Time and connects to the faded degree in Aquarius before entering the sign of Pisces. 29 degrees is a faded degree and is where things have built up. And then the sun enters Pisces, 0 degree Pisces, where we tend to accept things, give in, or get with a new program. The sign of Aquarius is intellectual and to some extent follows the rules due to the planet Saturn's ancient influence over the sign of Aquarius. The sign of Pisces, though, has few rules. Your compassion guides you, your imagination is unbridled, and you get to use your intuition in your day-to-day life. Or maybe not. After all, Saturn brought structure to the sign of Pisces over the last 2.5 years. So you might rely more on structure and reality than your intuition, or you might combine them both. More importantly, the sun and moon in Pisces, the north node, Venus and Mercury in his retrograde shadow, will retrace all of Saturn's lessons and experiences through his 2.5 year transit through the sign of Pisces, as well as Neptune's years-long transit of Pisces. Everything is going to be new. Remember your past experiences. If something feels familiar, it is. Remember what happened to you and how you handled things. This is all of your accumulated experiences that you can now rely on. You can always rely on the past to guide you. And right now we need that because everything feels new. And you may feel like you're in unfamiliar territory. When you feel lost or you don't know what to do, remember, how did you handle things similar to this before in the past, and let that guide you. The sign of Pisces has all the strength of the prior zodiac signs. Aries, the cosmos says it's time to be you again, and maybe you took a sojourn or went into a dark hole or black hole, lost yourself, and went off grid. Okay, that's over, and it's time to start over and travel down a familiar road. Yeah, the old grocery store that used to be there is gone, replaced by a high-rise, but there is enough familiar places filled with great memories and people to keep you going and keep you interested. You leap into the future like the fire horse. Okay, maybe you don't leap into the future, but you will build your confidence and remember how to leap into things very soon and how to take chances. Whatever happened in the past happened. You can't change it, so move on. The planets urge you to move forward without closing the door completely on the past. You experience clarity and have to be honest with yourself of how you could have or should have handled things differently in the past. Life is a learning experience, and you might have an epiphany about your strengths and your mistakes. Define yourself. Taurus, you have lots of common with the sign of Pisces, believe it or not, because Venus is actually exalted. Venus is your ruler, and Venus is actually exalted in the sign of Pisces. So the two signs melt together nicely with lots of opportunities. It's also possible that the heavier planets, Saturn and Neptune, that have just left Pisces, have changed you somehow. But the planets aren't done yet. Your epiphany is only just getting started. You might long for an ex or the past, or long to see some long-lost high school crush, but you soon realize that the two of you are too guarded because of all the prickliness and the time that's reshaped both of you. Things are not the same. You try to go back to the past, but it's just not the same. Something has taken the openness, the laughter, the spontaneity away and left both of you feeling inhibited. You can't be with someone who feels guarded and has to be careful around you, nor can you be with someone you can't truly be yourself with. What happened? Gemini, there's little that can stop you right now, as most of you feel inspired and enthusiastic with these planetary and cosmic changes. There's definitely more to come. You do things in a big way, and you're not afraid of taking chances, because actually, what do you have to lose? What can anyone do to hinder you or stop you that they haven't tried before? You might not be so polite or waste your time talking to some of those people anymore, but you need to get things done, and you know what needs to be done. Whatever negative energy, ancestral curse, or childhood trauma, unpleasant family memories, hoodoo voodoo caused your insecurities of the past or made you uneasy in the past is now over. Let your bold side emerge. If people want your attention, they want your help, involvement in their group causes, they can pay you. Cancer, you should have a feeling of excitement and energy of the planets with the planets because there's nothing that can stop you either, especially when it comes to your career advancing and hitting your goals and milestones. You got this. You start to put the past behind you, and while you're still kind of helpful to other people, you have one foot in the future because honestly, you can't count on someone else being there for you in the future or being in your life. But you're not so cruel, so you start to do things independently in your own quiet way. Opportunities abound for you personally, and it's exciting. Whoever has stood in your way in the past is no longer getting out in front of you. They can't. Cancer natives find their power and seize control. Opportunities abound for great success. Leo, as a new chapter begins, you may find yourself reevaluating the people in your life and considering who you need to let go of. This period could also bring new partnerships and new relationships to explore. And just as the ice melts to reveal what has been hidden beneath, or as water recedes to uncover the secrets of the ocean, there may be serious revelations ahead. Will the planets expose something you were previously unaware of, show truths about yourself, or reveal someone else in a vulnerable light? Could it turn out to be a hidden treasure? You might discover that someone you underestimated is actually a very remarkable person or a potential tech billionaire in disguise. Remember, not everything is as it appears, Leo. Virgo, for many of you, the tempo of your partnerships and relationships changes as Saturn and Neptune inch together in a rare conjunction that only occurs once every 36 years. Everything seems so consequential. Everything is such a big deal. And one thing influences another. Everything has an additional consequence, so it's necessary for you to think slowly and think things through. It's all or nothing time. You make a serious decision, or you will in the future, about a romantic relationship or even a child. Or someone near and dear makes a serious decision about you. It can go either way. Learn different techniques about dealing with toxic people and letting go. Manifest your perfect mate or desire of a perfect mate or partner. Libra, are you ready for a quantum leap? If you feel used, like you're giving too much, wasting your time without any results, you'll leave a situation, a job, or a relationship and find a way out. Oh, it won't be so abrupt, and you'll set things up for yourself to leave a situation on your own time. And maybe it's an obsessive or aggressive love interest who just won't leave you alone, even a wayward child or a spoiled child who's giving you trouble. You might seek a stronger mate or partner to help you out. Or the universe, in its great wisdom, will bring someone new into your life to help. Libra will always look for someone new to replace an old love or an uninteresting and boring relationship. Rarely do you leave a relationship without someone new to go to. Well, that's until Saturn and Neptune change signs, enter Aries, your seventh house, and is about to change all the rules. You might secretly wish you have a strong person or family member who is no longer there to help you out. Scorpio, it can be a very romantic time, but it's also accompanied by many serious and sometimes painful lessons about love, romance, and even marriage. At this moment, you may need a companion or helpmate, just like Libra, and you might meet someone through your job, their job, or simply by running into them on a regular basis. Current relationships can change when you or your spouse or partner switches jobs and isn't around as often as they used to be. And this might make you more open to finding someone nearby if you're lonely. Alternatively, if your partner retires, loses their job, gives up on life, or has to be cared for or supported financially and is home more than you feel comfortable with, that could also prompt you to seek a change and companionship elsewhere. Sagittarius, your daily routine or job changes, and perhaps it's not your fault, but factors beyond your control, like the weather. A romance or relationship that started over the past 15 or let's say 8 to 15 years ago that made you want to nest and made you feel loved is changing. And that's just life. People grow. Many of you have to deal with big changes, and it's time to do things for yourself that make you happy, that help you create a whole world, a whole universe, and a whole life around you and your passions, desires, hobbies, and interests. It's time to be happy. And maybe you find a new friend or someone who's exciting and fun, talented, and brings out the absolute best in you. That's very possible. Some of you rekindle your marriage vows and also find a way of living together after the kids leave home. Capricorn, you're likely feeling the cosmic pressure of Saturn and Neptune in the sign of Aries, another cardinal sign, which leads you to push yourself even harder. It's not like you're giving up. You're going to push yourself even harder. After starting your day early, you manage to fit in a workout and keep going for 12 to 14 hours. There's this combination of Saturn and Neptune in Aries, which gives the combination of Mars. And Mars is exalted in the sign with Capricorn and with the planet Saturn. So there's a burst of energy here. Perhaps you're balancing multiple projects and constantly contemplating not only what you have to add to your life, but also what you have to eliminate and what you're doing twice in a day. So you may have overlaps that you're doing two things at once. You may be paying for two services that you can combine into one. So let's take a look at that too. But an exciting period lies ahead for you. You need to take things more seriously. You cannot afford any negative thoughts or, as your sign is known for, feelings of depression. Instead, you should start this exhilarating time by discovering new ways to uplift your own spirits. Keep moving. Move beyond negative thoughts and what others are doing. Don't bother with it. And also, you must work tirelessly, so you need all your senses and wits about you. Aquarius, with your solar return ending, a new chapter begins that's all about manifesting. As planets come from the first house into the second house, it's about manifesting what you want, but also what you don't want. Vibes bother you now, and you become more aware of third-party interference and how you don't fit into certain situations or others' family life. You could feel like a third wheel, out of place, or like the black sheep. You slowly but surely try to find where you do fit in. Where is your place? Perhaps a new love interest or someone you met last year makes you feel special, like it's just the two of you. You realize the power of two, that two single people can build a life together. And I'm reminded about how the book of Genesis begins with the Hebrew number two, bet. The chapter ends with, and now we two will create together. So find your person. So two people, not four, five, or six, can create and build something amazing. Don't be a third wheel to someone else's life. Pisces, happy solar return if you're born today. The solar return changes each year, so it's not exactly on the same date each year. If your sun sign is 0 to 1 degree Pisces, then it's your solar return. And also, you can get your solar return report on my website. Just imagine how much you've learned and experienced so far after a 15-year transit of your ruling planet Neptune and a 2.5-year transit of Darth Vader as I love to call him, Mr. Miser in your sun sign. You've come a long way, Pisces. Remember to be patient and avoid arguments, giving your 2 cents rather not, and be smart about things. And above the rest of the humans you need to interact with. Be humble and keep your ego in check. And maybe you get a little too sensitive sometimes. The second house really is prone to making money, but also figuring out what your worth is. And also, it can cause arguments. So you need to be a little gentle right now with Jupiter still retrograde in your fifth house and be humble. Manage your money wisely, because that's going to be the next lesson that you learn. That's all I have for now. Go beyond the sun sign and learn all the techniques I use to see the future. Get names, dates, times, and places, and you can listen to my podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Have a wonderful day. Visit my website, www.terrynazon.com, and don't forget to follow, like, share, and subscribe.